This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Live music was maybe the story of business in this economy this summer. Thank you, Beyonce and Taylor Swift. For the less ginormous side of the live music industry, though, the renaissance isn't hitting quite so hard. Toby Parks is the owner of XBK. That's an independent music venue in Des Moines, Iowa, capacity about 250 people. She's been on the program before, and given the summer that live music has had, we wanted to hear how things are going for the rest of the industry.
We always jokingly say that, you know, there are for-profit venues and nonprofit venues, but on some level, it feels like all of us independents are nonprofits because it's such a hard business. We officially opened in September of 2019, probably the world's worst time to open a music venue. So we were open for exactly 6 months before we were closed for nearly 2 years. I was not the only independent venue that was going through that, and thankfully there was a group of folks who had been in the industry far longer than I had been that had gathered to form the National Independent Venue Association. And so we got together and launched the Save Our Stages initiative and really led the lobbying effort to get the federal government to grant us $16 billion to save independent venues. And now through that experience, we've really understood and realized the power that independent venues and promoters have as a collective. The idea that the concert industry is booming, it is booming for a lot of the arena and stadium acts. You know, Taylor Swift, we all know her tour is doing wonderfully. Beyonce's tour is doing wonderfully. But as we also know, those ticket prices aren't what they are at the local community venue level. You know, people are paying hundreds of dollars, if not thousands of dollars, to get these tickets. The average person only has so much expendable income. And if they're spending $3,000 to see Taylor Swift, that's less money they're going to spend buying tickets to come to my venue. Or maybe they'll come to my venue, but maybe that's one or two less drinks that they're going to have, you know? And so it really does impact the bottom line of the smaller venues. We recently had this group that was called the Righteous Babe Review that came through XBK. And, you know, it wasn't the most attended show that we've ever had, but I tell you, it was amazing. And to be able to sit there with this group of women who've come into our venue, who are bringing such love and light and just their incredible talent to the stage. There were, you know, maybe 30, 40 people in the room. But for those 30 or 40 people, you know, next time they're going to bring a friend and maybe that crowd doubles. And that's what the small independent venues are here for, is to help build that platform, to help in music discovery. And hopefully one of these days you'll be seeing those women playing on, you know, the next biggest stage. But until then, I'm happy to be the ones to expose it to our community.
That was Toby Parks, the owner of XBK, an independent but trying to be for-profit venue in Des Moines, Iowa.